Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 2nd, 2021, and this is episode 121 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new here, I guess I should tell you that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Wow, it's Monday again. How was your weekend? I hope you found some time to relax and get rejuvenated because it's time to get back at it. If you've just stumbled into the podcast and you're wondering what's going on, you may not know this, but Context and Clarity is certainly this podcast, but it's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. In that simulcast, on Thursdays, we talk with a guest. So when you hear me mention our special guests, that's what I'm talking about. We often play our daily topics for everything that is context and clarity off of what we'll discuss with our special guest of the week. This week, we've assembled a group of topics that will ask you to think about the future. Not just the future or your future, but the future of the profession of architecture and its place in the world. But before we get into it, let me ask you this. Did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we focused on finances in architecture or the financial side of your business. That's a topic we haven't covered for a while on Context and Clarity, but since Bolanli Williams-Oley, the CFO of Mancini Duffy, was our special guest last week on Context and Clarity Live, finances was the perfect focus for the week. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 116, we kicked off the week by asking, what tools do you use to manage your business finances? I personally enjoyed that conversation because of the wide range of tools that people shared, and we learned that our tools only need to be as complex as they need to be. Tuesday, in episode 117, we talked about struggles. I started that conversation by saying, don't feel bad, because whatever you're struggling with, there's someone else that's struggling with the same thing. And what we found out was that there were three threads that flowed all the way through our conversation. Flow, consistency, and mindset. On Wednesday's episode 118, we talked about disciplines that could take us out of some of our struggles. We talked about what you track. what you project or forecast, and when you report. Then on Thursday, on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I talked to Bolanli Williams-Oley. Bolanli has spent her entire career, since the Monday after she graduated from college, all of that time in the finance and accounting departments of architecture firms. And today, she's the chief financial officer of tech-forward design firm Mancini Duffy. Finally, on Friday's episode 120, we wrapped up a week of finance and architecture topics by talking about non-traditional, maybe alternative, I don't know, maybe outside of the box financing models. We talked about financing your fees. We talked about trading fees for equity. We talked about the architect as developer model. And we spent some time on the importance of understanding our client's perspective when it comes to project financing. If you missed any of these, or you want to dig deeper into some of these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I understand that. But if that's you, I encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It's an extremely active global community just for architects. Every day, I'm amazed at some of the conversations that are going on in the group, and they all start with a question or a story about what happened on the job site today, or something that someone in the community is struggling with. Then, because this truly is a community, everyone else in the group weighs in with their experiences and their advice. It's a wonderful thing. If this sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group and think about adding to these live conversations that we have. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format with a new theme for this week. As a little teaser, the special guest that Catherine and I will talk to on Thursday this week is Robert Ivey, the CEO of the American Institute of Architects. Robert has been at the helm of the AIA for 10 years and playing no small role in guiding the profession into the future. So, I thought this would be a good opportunity for us to think critically about the future of the profession. So today we'll start imagining the future of the profession by sharing advice for the future of the profession. And today's question is, what advice do you have for young people that are about to start their architectural education? As I record this, we're about 3 weeks away from the start of the fall semester, at least for colleges and universities in the U.S., which reminds me, I have a whole to-do list to complete as I prepare again to teach my pro practice class. So think back to when you started school. For some of us, that was a long time ago. Maybe for you, it wasn't that long ago, or I don't know, maybe you're still in school. Whatever your context is, knowing what you know now, what advice do you wish someone had given you? Now, think about the future of the profession. Based on what you see for the future of the profession, what advice do you want to share with students just beginning to study architecture? I was going to say that I wish someone had told me to pay attention, because there's this thing called the business of architecture, and you need to learn about it. But as I say this, I realize now that I'm glad that no one gave me that advice, because my frustration with the lack of training and education and focus on the business of architecture is what fuels my work today. So maybe the advice that I would give students is to think beyond design and really explore and think critically about how your solution and the way you present it is relevant to your client, to the users, to the community, and to the society at large. I think going forward, we have a desperate need to find relevance on all levels. What about you? I'll be interested to hear what advice you share. As usual, we'll start this discussion on the Clubhouse app this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, and continue it in the Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group today at 4 p.m. Eastern. So bring your best advice for young people that are just getting ready to start studying architecture. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.